For WMPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Connecticut is the first state in the nation to pass a law that aims to help get kids ready for school by also focusing on their parents. The plan will promote ways to improve a child's academic success while helping low-income parents succeed in the workforce. Elaine Zimmerman is the executive director of the state's Commission on Children. She says a new work group is examining how to create a school readiness plan that focuses on two generations.
We're no longer going to work in Connecticut focused just on the child or just on the adult, but we're going to work concurrently on the needs of the child and the needs of the parent, particularly for parents who are unemployed or seeking a change in employment to change their wage.
Zimmerman says state and federal governments often work in silos, only addressing a specific need, that of a child or an adult. But she says agencies need to coordinate better with community groups to focus on the family as a whole.
So that if an unemployed parent went to a workforce board, they might learn about job opportunity, but they would also learn about the quality places where their children could be for free that would help with school readiness and with school success.
Connecticut's interest is pegged to a national focus on reversing poverty. Zimmerman cites work by the Kellogg Foundation and Aspen Institute in examining whether this focus on the whole family could result in cost savings and better outcomes. She says pilot sites have been chosen to study two generational work in communities. They are New Haven, Norwalk, Meriden, Colchester, Bridgeport, and Greater Hartford. Zimmerman adds asking parents what they need to succeed will be a key part.